Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The DH, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Caldwell. Cowens moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy, who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to home to get Trammell. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard takes first base on ball 4. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brouhard strikes out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Howell hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Howell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Howell reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's 7-1, Brewers. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.